Last night, we had a mass at St. Thomas, the Apostle Parish in Long Beach, and Sister Concilio was completing her term of service there. She's been with us for 52 years. Wow, amazing. And so the presentation sisters were sitting, you know, in the front row, and there were about six or seven of them, something like that. So I calculated how many years of loving service in Jesus Christ those sisters had given, and I got up to between 450 to 500 years that they've given to the church. And it really was a powerful, powerful statement of faith on their part. Then I calculated the priests that were sitting there too, and they were 400 years of priests there, especially with Monsignor James, who's like 65 years, something like that. I'm at 42 myself, and I think Father George is at 43, so he's got me by a year. So, but for each of us, in the end, it's really about our relationship with Jesus Christ. And, you know, as we hear the gospel that tax collectors and sinners were just drawn to him. So people that were considered, you know, outcasts in society of that day were really drawn to Jesus. And in many ways, that's really the invitation for each of us. Because we are drawn to him as he is calling us into that love relationship of Jesus Christ. And so the love relationship is spoken in many different ways. And one of the ways, of course, is in religious life and priesthood. So with Sister Concilio and myself. But it's also in marriage. It's also in single life. And so as we live out that calling that Jesus has given us, he really does call us to be close to him. And he wants us to be close to him. And he draws us to him. Now, one of the things that I think becomes really important to us is that we have moments when we don't do what we always want to do, or we say things that we don't always want to say. And there's a wonderful parables that Jesus tells in the gospel today. He talks about, in the first parable, the shepherd losing a sheep. And there's a story that goes along with that, that Jesus met a shepherd, and the shepherd was distraught because he lost one of his sheep. And so Jesus said to him, "I'll go find that sheep." And so he goes and searches for the sheep, and after a period of time, he comes back with the sheep on his shoulders. And he places the sheep with the shepherd, and he says, "Take care of this one. This one is special." That's us. That's us. All of us are special to the Lord Jesus Christ. And all of us, even in the midst of sinfulness, even in the midst of weakness, even in the midst of our faults, even in the midst of our problems, challenges, whatever it is, we're called to be close to him, to draw near to him. And the words of the gospel are really, you know, quite wonderful. The lost sheep, there'll be more joy in heaven over one lost sheep that returns than over one all those who are with Jesus. Now there, it's as if heaven is waiting for us. Heaven is waiting. All of us. So no matter what our age, no matter what our circumstance, life with God eternally awaits us. That's a wow moment. It really is. That's a tremendous moment. And it's a gift that God offers to each of us. So each time we celebrate this moment of the Mass, the Eucharist, and ask Jesus to be present in our midst, in his body and his blood, it is a moment of heaven. We get touched by heaven. And it's the grace of God that's poured forth to us. So as we approach the altar and the minister says the body of Christ, our amen really means yes. Yes, I want to go to heaven. Yes, let it be so. Yes, let the love of God be in my life. Yes, I want to be that close to Jesus. I want him to be a part of my body as he is a part, as I am a part of his body. Together, let's pray for that special grace of his love, his presence in our lives, that each of us may know him, love him, serve him, and witness to him as his disciple.